Thank you and good afternoon. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office reports that three men drowned while diving for abalone south of Fort Bragg on Sunday afternoon. A nearby fishing boat was the first to call 911 to report the three men in obvious distress after they were caught in rough water and swells between 7 to 8 feet while diving for abalone in Casper, Anchorage Bay. The Coast Guard and search and rescue teams from both Mendocino and Sonoma counties responded to the scene, but were too late to save the men. Two of the victims were recovered immediately, but it wasn't until Sunday evening that the body of the third diver was located and recovered. The three victims had gotten caught in rough water in a narrow channel between rock outcroppings where they entered the water. One of the victims was from Dublin, California, a second was from New Jersey, while the third was from Georgia. Two other men who were a part of the diving group were uninjured and survived the incident. Friday night, a Humboldt County correctional officer was conducting a security check at the county jail when he saw a 43-year-old male inmate who was attempting to hang himself. The officer saw the inmate on the ground with a bedsheet wrapped around his neck and the other end of the sheet tied at the top of a bunk bed in the cell. Medical personnel immediately responded to the inmate and first aid was administered. The inmate was taken to a local hospital and was medically cleared before returning to county jail. The inmate is currently housed in a safety cell, which will be monitored periodically by mental health staff. In this day and age of social media, people around the world feel more connected, but it's also a platform for people to express what they want to say, and at times, that could lead to consequences. That was the case this morning when a student at Humboldt State University made bomb threats towards the campus via the newly created social media platform known as Yik Yak. After the student, Liang Huang, made these threats, he was detained shortly after and was brought in for questioning by the university police. UPD Chief Don Peterson said that the matter will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if Huang will be charged. Huang faces school sanctions as well for student conduct violations. Sunday afternoon, Arcata firefighters were dispatched to the 900 block of Union Street after a resident showed signs of light smoke coming out from the back of the house. The first engine crew on scene deployed a hose line and attacked the fire through the back door, and the fire was quickly extinguished. The residence was vacant at the time of the fire, and there were no injuries reported. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time, and an investigation is underway. The Arcata Fire District is mourning the loss of District Captain Alan Davis, who unexpectedly passed away Saturday night at his home in McKinleyville. Davis was a veteran of fire service for 41 years, beginning his career as a volunteer with Arcata Fire in 1974 before being hired full-time in 1976. He continued his career moving to the city of Milpitas Fire Department in 1981, working until he retired in 2004. Davis then returned to volunteer for Arcata Fire, where he was promoted to fire captain. A memorial service for Davis will be held on Saturday at the McKinleyville High School gym. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Saturday afternoon, Arcata Fire responded to a report of an explosion at an apartment in the 2500 block of Alliance Road. When firefighters reached the scene, they found black smoke coming from the apartment and an Arcata police officer rendering first aid to an injured man. The windows in the apartment had been blown out by the explosion, and the injured man was later taken to the hospital for treatment. All other occupants had made it from the apartment safely, although one attempted to re-enter the building to save a pet lizard. He was prevented from doing so, and firefighters found the animal and moved it to safety. The fire was quickly extinguished, and it did not spread to any neighboring units. Chief Desmond Cowan then redirected resources to McKinleyville, where a second explosion and fire had occurred at a house on Terrence Lane. There they found 25-year-old Christopher Newcomb using a water hose on a fire located in the garage where a hash lab had exploded. Newcomb told officers that he and another man were using the butane extraction method to make hash when the butane fumes exploded, burning a 16-year-old boy located inside the residence and causing fire damage to the inside of the house. A 14-year-old girl suffered minor injuries and refused treatment, and an unidentified man and woman fled the scene with an infant before sheriff's deputies arrived. Newcomb was arrested and booked in a county jail on several charges, and the county drug task force is searching for the second man involved in the explosion. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.